A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Welcome back, everyone. Stunt Granny Audio. This is Jeremy. It's kind of the usual crew, me and Kevin, this week. Good Wednesday, Kevin, or whatever day we're recording.
Hey, day late. Good thing that Eric decided to bust out Super Column today, along with a little bit of some Pro Wrestling Ohio thrown in there that I did last night during our first topic, actually.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The first topic, obviously, you know, is you're reviewing an independent wrestling promotion based out of Ohio. I'm having a throbbing headache and passed out, and we're in one of the biggest elections in the history of the world, of any country, state, alien race, whatever. So it kind of shows where our priorities were, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I did it purposely because it was hilarious. When I turned into it, I've been calling it election porn.
Yeah. Oh.
It was hysterical. Like, I mean, it was almost like they were sexualizing everything. And it was just, it was so unnecessary. Some of the stuff is just like, boom, boom. And you hear like breaking in. Like, I know that things probably ran a little bit from what I've been told, like, things on other networks were basically the same. Like, they had, like, interruption music when they got to report, like, what state they had confirmed as in for a candidate or not. Because CNN's like, oh, we're going to throw it to Wolf Blitzer real quick here. Like, oh, my God.
Blitzer. He's standing next to him. It's like, really?
Yeah, he's like 5 foot away. It's just like, oh, fuck off.
Man, the little bit of coverage I saw of this stuff, that is a colossal waste of technology. I mean, the one dude on, I want to say it was CBS. I may be wrong. It was NBC or CBS. And I'm at the gym. And they got that touch screen. Where he'll hit the screen, and then he can just drag his finger like that state, drag it over this side, or drag it over to this side. And
yeah.
I'm like, this is like when we were kids. Well, hell, even when we were in college, like sci-fi movies. You were like, holy shit, look what they can do. And look what we can do, and that's what we're using it for. Just waste time. And there's no reason for every network to be covering this crap from... I don't know, basically, what, 6 o'clock on until the president or president-elect, you know,
right.
Decides, you know.
Yeah, because when nothing had been, like, really officialized by the time I went to bed at 12:45, I'm like, oh, fuck off. I just went to bed.
I thought they called it at, like, 11:30 or something.
Well, that's, like, the network saying that it was in. But everyone was still waiting for a concession speech from Romney, but or at least CNN was, I should say. And, they did. Like, it was pretty much around 11 o'clock that he had passed 270. Because I popped on at, like, I don't know. 11:30 or something like that, and he was up at 292 projected.
Now, I think, did we talk about this? Why the Electoral College is even there anymore? I don't understand why it's just not the popular vote. But
yeah, that's it would require changing the Constitution, which, you know, I don't know. Some people seem to think that that's not an option.
I don't know. It just seems kind of pointless. Everything else in this country is majority rules. Why the hell isn't the... I mean, and it really wouldn't have changed the outcome of this election anyways, you know?
Right.
But It's just kind of weird. But yeah, I don't care. We talked about this before. It doesn't matter who the hell won. I'm sure people will differ, but... Although, it does give everyone a license to be a total asshole on Facebook. And Twitter, that's just... it's such an anonymous thing. I mean, my name's Granny Mays. No one has any idea. I could call myself Bob Whateversky. And my name could be Granny Mays. No one have any idea who I am. But on Facebook, you actually have to use your real name and, well, unless it's Granny, of course. But, you know what I mean? It's like, right. That's more an immediate thing. And you ever just question who the fuck you're following on that thing or allowing them to intrude on yourself with their pointless bullshit about, especially about stuff like this?
Oh, yeah, well, that's another reason I just don't, I try not to look too much, because that's it. My one buddy from Pittsburgh's just like, right when the first debate began, he goes, now, everyone's going to be a political expert in 3, 2, 1. He just kept on ripping on the people for, you know, just being a bunch of clowns.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't mind, like, some people I follow... They do this kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you're just kind of used to it. You know, like, okay, you know, sometimes it makes some fun points, sometimes they don't. There's other times where you're like, man, dude, you post, like, shitty kitten pictures all the time. What, now all of a sudden you're going to be a politician or get into political stuff? I was like, just, that doesn't make any sense. I post stories about animals attacking people all the time. And goofy technology stuff, that'd be like me all of a sudden going, well, you know, and then state a whole bunch of facts and how much your candidate sucks. The fact that my candidate is absolutely no better, and if you decided to do any digging on your own person, you would find their piece of shit as well. So, I don't know. So, you voted, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your guy won?
Yeah, I normally don't go on my way to mention that, but yeah, everyone that I checked a couple of the local elections, and then we didn't have too many measures on the ballot, really. And the ones that we did have, really, stupid people voting to tax themselves anyway.
No, I didn't bother. I mean, my vote is wasted down here. It's pretty much been wasted anywhere, so.
Yeah, except for Ohio here that gets all the love.
Yeah, well, like you guys are considered a swing state, I guess, because it goes back and forth.
Correct.
And that's great. But South Carolina, and really, I wouldn't have, if I would have voted, I would have voted for Gary Johnson. And wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
I mean, Dusty was talking about this. And Dusty's like, well, if he can get 5% of the vote. And I was like, well, I don't know. It's just, you just kind of throw your hands up in the air like, oh, what the fuck ever. You know, Dusty wasted his vote. He immediately hit me up online. He's like, well, I wasted my time, but at least I did it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But no, lost my train of thought again. That's going to keep happening. But no, so your vote actually does kind of matter. And I say kind of does because it's the whole cynicism thing, whatever. It's not going to matter in the long run anyways.
No.
But,
yeah.
You know, in deciding that sort of thing. But, and I know I mentioned this before, but so now that Barack Obama has, been reelected. When does Utopia start? Is that Thursday? I've forgot our conversation.
Well, I do believe that I said if you waited until Saturday for Utopia, that you would be given sainthood.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
And
yeah,
then
yeah, yeah.
You wanted the VIP sainthood, so you one-upped and wanted to go wait for Sunday for Utopia.
Because, you know, as soon as, I mean, this is how I read it, and this is based solely on people's Facebook pages, that now that their guys won, and this was before the election we were having this conversation. No, it was yesterday. It was right after. That as soon as, like, your guy won, that everything was going to be perfect right off the bat. You know, because, you know, the Dong the Witch is Dead sort of thing. So what I was asking Kevin was, all right, cool. So Utopia starts immediately. And that's what Kevin was giving me, the separate stages. And if he'd said I'd be a saint if I waited till Sunday. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, what the hell does a saint do? And we were both raised Catholic, by the way. I didn't remember any of this stuff. And what were you saying? A saint does what?
Well, no. The only thing that I mentioned was, at least in seriousness, was they get prayed to and they get to perform miracles on Earth. I mean, that's kind of a cool perk.
Wait a minute, I thought you said saints got like the VIP section in heaven. So wait,
they
do
get the VIP section in heaven too.
Okay. So wait, people pray. I don't want people praying to me because then you have to answer, right? That doesn't sound like any sort of fun in the afterlife. I'm constantly having to talk to other people I don't know.
Yeah, but that brings about one of the other cool parts, which is you can speak whatever language you want to.
Oh, that's right. That's that X-Men Matrix stuff. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're just like C-3PO.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. That's exactly what it is.
You're a protocol droid.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm a Star Wars droid. Wonderful. You get to be the effeminate Star Wars droid the whole time. Great afterlife.
Congratulations.
But that's a part of heaven, though. That's what I was saying, is that's supposed to be, like, basically paradise. It's utopia. That doesn't make any sense to me that there's a VIP lounge in heaven. That doesn't seem fair. So if...
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a velvet roped area in heaven?
I think so. They get to hang out more together. You know, they got to do other saint stuff. Like, I don't know, Saint Michael used to get to go down and whoop some ass on some devils. So, I mean, I don't think you get to do that.
Well, you get a job in heaven?
No, you don't get a job.
If you're a saint, you have a job?
I think so.
God, that doesn't sound appealing at all. The VIP part sounds cool because, like I said, the whole afterlife, I probably wouldn't have allergies anymore, so I could bathe in red wine and mustard, which I'm proud of that line this afternoon. I don't know. This whole heaven thing doesn't sound like it's all it's cracked up to be, man. If you become a saint, you get the velvet rope treatment, but that's going to cause resentment from other people, wouldn't it?
No, they're, super happy too, so there's no resentment.
I don't know if I'd be comfortable with that. I'd be like, hey.
They're too busy being happy to have resentment.
I don't know if I'm that type of person. If there's like some like locked door, like I want the special pass to the champagne room. It just doesn't. Something sounds fishy here. This still sounds like some elitist crap. I mean, you have to be a better person on Earth to get sainthood. You have to be better than somebody else, which that doesn't sound very reasonable. Because I thought we were all supposed to be equal in the eyes of the Lord. So when you go up to heaven, he's like, well, no, he was clearly better than you. That's why you're going in here. And you just wait out here with your family that you really didn't talk to on Earth that much and, you know, didn't have much in common with. None of that sounds appealing. I love my parents, but... Oh, boy. No.
Oh, man. I could handle Ron for a while.
For a while, yes. You're thinking too narrow. Remember, you know how space is infinite, as we know?
Yep.
So is the afterlife. So it's like, okay, what do you want to do today? I don't care. I've seen you for 40 quadrillion years, if that's even a word, and it's just enough. And just go play with somebody else. God. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm kind of rethinking that.
I know.
Not that you have a choice, apparently, but I guess you do. But speaking of choices, just kind of peter on that one, but
yeah. The election. I just don't think that maybe panned out as well as we wanted to.
No, it brought up more questions in my head. I don't get it. And then you said, like, Michael got to go down to Earth to fight demons. So I'm like, well, what?
Yeah, flaming sword. Come on, how badass is that?
If I'm impaired, I shouldn't have a sword anyways if I want one? And run around and all that stuff?
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, that would be.
Be Samurai Master. Wah!
I don't know if the samurais actually did that. Weren't they the... I don't know, maybe they did. I don't know, I've never been in a big sword battle. Of course, that'd be me screaming, running the other way, going, oh my god, this guy has a sword. Hey, looks like this BGSU game is going to be much bigger than we anticipated.
Yeah, next week could be really big.
I have to break out my Bible, one of the five I own somewhere. I got to read up on this stuff. It's been a while. But... it's buried with my Mormon one, and God, what the hell else was there? Some of the other religious stuff I have. But real quick, we're gonna move on from the election after this one because this is actually wrestling related.
Yes, it is.
This is amazing. I didn't understand just how much money Vince McMahon has shelled out for his broad to run for. I think it was Senate, right? Of Connecticut?
Yeah.
Linda McMahon ended up...
Her second crack at the Senate.
Second crack in 4 years. Spent $90 million.
You gotta do that in Dr. Evil voice, don't you?
million... I don't know. $90 million. But, I mean... Boy, oh boy. I don't believe in, like, overtaxing the rich just because they have more money. But in this case, I kind of want to make an exception because they clearly wasted this money. The results for the second go-around weren't even close. It was over within the first, like, 15 minutes of polls.
What did they call? I didn't see how bad it was. Oh my gosh, 15 minutes and they were calling it already.
I mean,
wow, that's rough.
After the polls close and the first tallies start coming in, and they go, "That's it, she's done." It's like, holy shit! So, and you know it's all Vince's money. I know it's like their personal money, whatever else. I'm sure they took loans out, but you just kind of. And there is a concession speech online, which is pretty funny to watch Vince's reaction. it just that's an expensive-ass way of trying to atone for stuff you've done in the past. It's like,
yes,
how many
it is.
Just trying to figure out how many affairs Vince had or what horrible shit he did in the past. That he's like, okay, I'm gonna give her $100 million to run for, or $90 million, whatever. I'm just round it up, $100 million to run for political office. Oh boy, I'm just trying to wonder how they're gonna try and make that money back.
Well, they could try. By not putting a shit project on a shit show on TV. You know, maybe actually, because I was mentioning this during the I didn't mention it in the Almost Live and definitely half-assed review of WWE Raw, but I did mention it to my girl that like they had 13,000 or something there. I believe at the wherever the shit they were this week. And the crowd noise level.
It was in England.
Well, right, but you could tell that it was louder. You know what I mean? Just because of sheer crowd volume.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like they were getting a bigger reaction or anything like that, but it was just like, yeah, well, yeah, it's probably going to be like 10,000 people next week down when they come here to Columbus. Like, I remember, like, when you guys came down a couple of times way back in the day, like, that place is packed out.
Nationwide,
it was 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the top's almost all tarped off.
Yeah. Well, and the ratings are down as well, which I guess, you know, ratings, whatever. But.
Yeah, but the ratings would probably get it some help if they didn't put mostly garbage on TV for long stretches of time.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
one way for them to make the money back. I'm just throwing that one out there.
Yeah. I'm just thinking more practically. And I know it's the 90 millions come from apparently, supposedly, McMahon's personal accounts, you know.
Okay.
But. You need to make, well, WWE can't financially back her, you know.
Right.
So, well, I mean, I guess they can. Any corporation, I guess, can contribute to a campaign. But being a publicly traded company, I don't know how that would go with the investors. Oh, that's right. They control 51% of the company. They don't care what the other 49% does. You know they got to refill their coffers, so they're just not going to stand by and go, all right, well, that's just $100 million we lost. No, it's no wonder that the pay-per-views keep up at 55 or whatever, 60 bucks it is, you know, the time to buy them.
Yeah, no, and I just recently got the one there, because I was interested to see what they did with Ryback. I'm like, you know what? This could really be something one way or the other. If Punk wins, it's a big statement. If Ryback wins, it's a big statement. And they end up giving us neither. Like, I just felt like an ass for buying it, even though I have $5 off.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Coupons. We all know we got to use those things.
Yeah, buddies.
Yeah. No, they're gonna have to come up with some creative ways of making that money back, lickety split, because they're not getting any younger. But then, you know, and that sort of thing. Do you even need to give your kids like money in your will, or you just go, all right, the business is yours, and just deal with it, and just keep it running?
You could.
And all your. Is tied into the family business somehow, and you know you're all making like big figures, so
yeah. I mean, Stephanie's still there. I don't know what the hell Shane's doing, if he'd ever come back or want to come back.
You know, Shane's off doing his own thing, so
yep.
Yeah, he just left too. So
yeah, but. No, it's strange. It always felt like he was going to come back, but that certainly doesn't seem to be the case.
Mm-mm. Good for him if he can get away with it. Shit. So. I don't know. Just one of those things. But, and I say just one of those things, but $90 million in 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what, $22.5 million a year? $23.5 million a year?
Some in that area.
I mean, that's like Major League Baseball player, like high-end salary for a year. Ugh.
Oh.
But... I guess we should get into some of the other topics.
That's 22.5.
Yeah, huh?
22.5.
What's that?
Per year.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh, well, that was,
I just did the math real quick on my phone.
All right, nice. All right, so full disclosure, I still haven't watched Raw. It's been pretty hectic around my household. So I read... that Punk, Ryback, and Cena are now in a triple threat match for Survivor Series, and Ziggler has taken over for Punk.
And Wade Barrett is on team, as we would have it now, Team Ziggler. If so long as he's sticking with his what is that? Oh yeah, Barrett promised Paul Heyman. That's what I was trying to come up with. that he would be on the team. So I don't know if he has the right to refuse now that ownership has changed hands in that department.
Hmm. All right. Why the hell are they doing that? Do they think this is going to pop a buy for the pay-per-view? And just thinking that, you know, it just wasn't a traditional... Because there's really no feud between Foley and Ziggler. So that doesn't make any sense. Plus, they just took Ryback out of that match as well.
Right. And I don't know if... I don't think they named the replacement for Ryback yet.
Okay. I wouldn't think so. So...
So, yeah, it's I guess it's kind of an interesting little slurry that they have going on there. Like, to me, it's just strange, and they are definitely doing it far enough in advance that it's not that big of a deal. Like, I mean, I think they, because they still seem to have a couple of things going on, too, which Del Rio's not happy that Ziggler got named team captain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of ties in. I mean, they could have another defection and maybe someone like The Miz coming back in because it's a different different leader.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they have some time to develop something, I guess. Just because they left that out there, I have some marginal hope that they have some type of a larger plan going on.
Yeah.
And this was just kind of the way to get the get things kicked off.
I'm also That just seems odd that you'd book it strong with a personal thing between Foley and Punk, and then just change it like that.
I the Foley part is going to be the part that, but he wasn't around this week. If he doesn't stick around, he's almost forgotten about, you know what I mean, in the whole scheme of things. If the whole origin of it, I guess it's a waste of time to have done that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
You know, they can correct things, but it's still a waste of time, no matter what way you cut it.
Yeah. All right. It's a little devil's advocate, I guess. Is there really a waste of time in a 3-hour show? I mean.
Well, and I guess that's why I immediately went to some of the storylines that they could go with, or that I think they're going to go with. So, I mean, you need something to fill time if you're going to need kind of some drama in the team. So you need those little segments like Paul Heyman getting Wade Barrett to join the team. Well, and the other thing that's interesting with him is whether Wade Barrett is whether Paul Heyman's still going to owe Wade Barrett one.
I've already bitched about how they used Wade Barrett, so I was like, does it even matter? No, I don't know. Unless they have some initial buy rate information for Hell in a Cell and saw that it popped a pretty big buy, and they're like, holy shit, maybe there was something to this Ryback thing, so we need to try and correct it as fast as we can.
Oh, gotcha.
That's conjecture. I have no idea.
Right.
Or speculation, whatever. No idea. But it just seemed, with the whole Ryback thing, it still seems like they made a mistake. And I don't know, there's no buzz around Punk anymore. Just watching the show, it just doesn't, it's just kind of like, okay. And maybe that's exactly what they're,
Well, and I think part of it is just, the whole top of it is kind of, it's some weird spot now with Ryback up there. And even this one, like, you know, they pointed out that Punk won, well, didn't win really against John Cena, and then didn't win against Ryback. And you just kind of know that he's going to weasel his way out of this match, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Well, it's kind of a bad thing at this point. Like, I mean, it'd be kind of fun to see Ryback toast both of those guys at once.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But I just get the feeling that that's not going to happen, though.
No. No, it's... I don't know. It's Cena's still cemented firmly, even though there's been some apparent backstage shit with him and McMahon. Not that I really believed any of it.
Oh, about him yelling at him for trying to get some fresh face in there.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. not when you're cash cow. Not when he is your cash cow. Excuse me. Not when you come out with a new shirt, change the color of it. Everything's the exact same. And these dopey kids are like, ah, and they go and buy the shit because their parents are so worn down from the constant just meandering, blabbering, and whining. So shut them up. They spend $30 on a t-shirt that they already have four different versions of. But then again, I bought the same like action figure just because it came with a different weapon. So, it's, you know, whatever. But, all right. So... You were mentioning it, and who are the people that are on Team Ziggler? It's Dolph, Alberto Del Rio, is it the Primetime Players?
Yeah, Primetime Players, and Wade Barrett.
Okay. That's right. Duh. I don't really have a problem with the team matchup, because Ziggler really isn't feuding with anybody. Del Rio's feuding with Randy Orton.
Well... And I guess that's kind of the interesting thing, though, is that they've definitely made it a point the last 2 weeks to have Ziggler getting Cena's face.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe Cena. There's still a possibility, and I mean, I still think that this would be kind of crazy too. Is that somehow have Cena pull out of that and it be Team Cena against Team Ziggler? Which would be kind of strange.
Yeah.
Because he, in some ways he needs some type of a conclusion with CM Punk. But having a tainted win over both of them at once, and that's the other thing that's kind of frustrating for me, to at least that's what I think is going to happen, is that neither of them really have closure in the feud.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he's got to take on Cena again at some point. He's got to take Ryback on again at some point. It's just like, huh?
Okay. And I know we had something else after Team Ziggler, but you brought up something that's actually kind of striking me a little bit. Is it so bad that, I mean, I know we kind of bitched about how they used Ryback. And then what you were saying is, you know, there's no closure with Punk and Cena. And then you got The Rock coming in for the Royal Rumble. Isn't it kind of nice to have kind of like some sort of turmoil at the top? Where it's like, well, wait a minute, how are they going to do this with all these guys? I mean, and this is a very big stretch, and I think I'm just using this as an example, not that they're on par with this. But remember when you had Austin, The Rock, Mick Foley, Undertaker, Kane was in there, Triple H was sort of cracking the top as well, and then you added Big Show after a while. You had all these guys fighting for the top spot, for that top match all the time. That's where the comparisons end, because I understand the personalities involved are absolutely different.
And of all things, to me, I know it still sounds kind of weird to say that the Big Show's back in it, but to me, like, he kind of needed that win.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, no, he had to beat Sheamus.
Because he's kind of a fresh player. Like, he's just been such the, oh, I'm going to beat you to prove that I can beat the other top guy for years and years now. So, I mean, he's really kind of feels fresh in a way. To me, at the top. And if you added Ryback to that, especially if you got the kind of the devastating punch guy and the I'm just going to jack anybody up guy.
Yeah.
And I don't maybe have Ryback toss him around or something like that. I mean, it would be kind of a fun match.
Yep, that's where I was going with it too. Once you started going on that way. Man, if they built it up right, you could have Big Show and Ryback at WrestleMania. And I know they've been kind of kicking around Undertaker and Ryback, which I don't know if the Taker's coming back at all, but
yeah,
I think you're right, though.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything about it, so, I mean, it's possible that it's just done.
Yeah. But no, they the Observer had something about how the Undertaker's battling this. His replaced hip is already bad and all this sort of stuff. And he's just in bad shape right now. But it could also just be all bullshit and all of a sudden he's going to have a match at WrestleMania again. But no, done right, and they could keep him away from each other, like Ryback and Show, for until WrestleMania comes around. You know?
Right.
But I like your theory, the guy that knocks everybody out against the guy who just knocks everybody around.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a hard-hitting match, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, they could use that freshness at the top, but they need to put Ryback on that pedestal to be able to do that kind of stuff. Which, to me, again, with a three-man match, they're not willing to do that quite yet.
I can see Punk getting out of this somehow and still retaining. So, I don't know. I think the turmoil at the top, ugh, God, that sounds terrible. But, having that, like, kind of up in the air sort of atmosphere to it isn't so bad, but the personalities involved are kind of like, eh. Doesn't really get the blood going, you know?
Right.
It's like, whatever. But, I already know what this message is going to say. Exactly. Yeah, I was getting to that point. So, I know we had something else on here, but we missed this part last week, and I think we should do this. We can end the show with it, or we can do a quick discussion. We were going to talk about the Walking Dead real quick.
Well, let's go ahead and do the Mad Lib first, and if we get around to Walking Dead, we get around to Walking Dead.
Yeah, if not, we can talk about next week. Doesn't matter. Wait, you saw this week's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep, I've seen the last 2 weeks now. I missed the first 2 weeks, so it's kind of strange trying to catch up.
And it's just getting in the... the black dude that shows up at the end? That tries killing Rick and, like, let all the zombies and shit loose.
Yeah.
Basically, in the first, the second episode, there were four prisoners that were still in the prison.
Oh, okay.
And the one dude was always acting like a hard ass, so Rick basically clubbed him in the head with a machete. And then the little black, because they were trying to overthrow him, essentially.
Yeah.
And the little black dude, Rick kicked out of the prison into, like, the courtyard with all the zombies. And he goes, I suggest you run. So that was his way of getting revenge. And then, you know, we all saw how that ended up. So, yeah, that's all you really need to know. Oh, and then the two guys, you know, the two guys, Rick gave them. Oh, you saw how that, you saw that set up.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into Mad Libs. There's our Walking Dead discussion for this.
Okie dokie. So. Well, Jeremy got this ahead of time, but we're still going to... run through this here to fill things out. I have yet to copy and paste these questions into Facebook, which I need to do one of these weeks. Let's go ahead and go with your first thing that you needed to pick was a person in the room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I went with a male prostitute.
Alrighty. Adjective.
Damn it, where'd it go? I went with delicate.
Part of the body.
The spine.
Alrighty. Verb.
Gore.
Well, speaking of gore, if anyone has the spare time, go ahead and I attached the video of this. It was from a couple of weeks ago. Johnny Gargano against Rhino. Very good, about 20-minute matchup. So...
Till the end, but yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's towards the end of the episode there, but if you don't watch anything else on that whole whole shoot and match, watch that 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I got to get a plug in for him.
That's fine.
Noun.
Space.
Alrighty. Another verb.
Roll.
And then this, since it was a double here, they asked for two body parts.
This wasn't on purpose, by the way, the order. The first body part was a finger, and my second body part was labia.
outstanding. And then next, very specific here, verb ending in ing.
I put jacking.
Jacking, yes. And the word that you forgot from Eric's English lesson during the first Mad Libs, adverb.
Lightly.
Another noun.
Bicycle pump.
Ooh. Body part plural.
This sounds childish. I put testes.
Testes.
Yes.
Hopefully you will always remember what an adjective is.
Yes. Annoying.
occupation.
A plumber.
And this, I dug this because I don't know why I only think in single or double digits. A number.
345,629.
Alrighty, in the last place.
Was a
morgue. Well, yeah, the last one was a place.
I put a morgue.
Alrighty, this Mad Lib is titled Blow by Blow.
Oh, no. Oh, and for, and just so everyone knows, I had the list of what I needed to put in. I did not have the title or anything else. So Kevin's the only one that has this Mad Lib page. I have no idea what we're getting. So the fact this is called Blow by Blow, and my first thing is a male prostitute.
And you had labia and testes in there, along with jacking.
But I explained labia is one of my favorite words. So that's just a great word. Now, the finger part just worked itself out. I don't know why.
Well, let's get this Mad Lib underway here. You're watching our opening contest as male prostitute, also known as the Delicate Bear, goes on the defensive, squaring off against the Spine Break Kid, Shawn Michaels. It's a must-gore situation for Michaels, whose championship space is on the line. Michaels tries to roll and move, but the bear catches him by the finger.
Oh, no.
And floors him with an uppercut. Michaels looks back for a labia chop and gets shoved away for a back. Oh, he was going for a back labia chop. Okay, I just put that together. And gets shoved away. But he quickly rebounds and attempts his world-famous jacking clothesline. The
European uppercut.
The bear escapes lightly and grabs onto Michaels for a shooting pump press. A bicycle pump press.
Ah, these are kind of working. That stinks.
Yeah, no, it does blow a lot. Both superstars shout at the top of their chesties as they tumble out of the ring. The bear does not let go until the annoying-looking plumber counts to 345,649.
Can you imagine sitting there? Just waiting. Holy shit.
That would be a long time for someone to count. You know, if you're just doing like a regular referee, like one, two, like you would be there way too long. That's all I know. To get to 345,629.
Is 5,760 minutes.
That's a lot of time.
No, I'm sorry. That's... Yeah. Jesus Christ, that is a long-ass time. But yes, but in the world of WWE plumbers, yes. Wait a minute, we still have one more.
Then the bear drops Michaels and slides back into the morgue. The bear wins by count out.
You know, it started off promising when it was called Blow by Blow, and there was a male prostitute, and he was a delicate bear.
Yep. After the second fill in there, we kind of went flat.
Yeah. It would have been better if I would have put labia first, then finger.
Oh, yeah.
They caught him by the labia. Although, the idea of Michaels chopping some guy in the labia is kind of funny.
Yeah, I would love to know what a... what was that? Oh, it's because I flipped to the next page. I'm an asshole. A back labia chop is.
Well, let's see. Let's think this through. There's something there.
You just give her like a knife edge chop.
She's just laying on the bed, legs spread. You jump off the headboard. It's just bam, like a fucking Chief J Strongbow. Or who came down off the top rope or off the ropes with a chop to the head? Randy Savage had the double axe handle.
Yeah, it might have been Chief J.
Okay, well...
Oh, my lord.
God, seriously. But Undertaker's got that goofy clothesline thing he does. But, you know, I can imagine something like that, just holding one of her legs. You just come down and, bam, punch her straight in the pussy. And fellas, if you can find one like that, she's a keeper.
If your woman lets her vagina be assaulted, she's a keeper.
Yeah, duh.
I mean, who didn't know that?
Yeah, it's just a matter of what you can assault her with. Everyone's got other limits somehow, I suppose. Yeah, so apparently I suck at Mad Libs. What a disappointment. That's too analytical.
Yep.
Let's go into like real stuff.
Maybe I shouldn't give out give it out ahead of time.
Yeah, I was putting a little too much work into it. You might be right on that one. As everyone can tell, I put a lot of work into it. Well, yeah, that utter failure took us almost to the 60-minute mark, though. So, boy. Yeah. I just see if there's anything else. We fill in for 4 minutes. I don't think so.
I don't know if. What were we going to talk about? I mean, it's probably too short for that.
We're just going to bring the Walking Dead. Just how they, Like, does anyone believe Carol's still dead? Or Carol's dead?
Oh, she better come back as a zombie.
Like, oh my god, Carol's dead. No. In case no one's figured it out, as soon as somebody has a character developing moment, like there's a moment in the sun on that show, they're dead. That's the show they die in. I mean, Dale had his giant thing where he's talking about, you know, if we go and execute them, we're going to become just like them. And then
he gets his neck ripped out.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes out the window with, like, Herschel's kid, the other kids, you know, the dumbass that parks an RV for some reason. And then once the zombies start getting in, doesn't just hit the goddamn gas pedal. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, especially when the guy you're coming to get is already on top of your vehicle.
Yeah, just hang on. But no, and it's like Lori got her big moment this week. Gone.
Yeah, they were all about death this week, because we were joking. Well, oh, at the end of the second season, my girl sent me, like, it was like those messages, the meme messages. It said, "Hey, T-Bone, welcome to something no black man's seen before, season 3.
Yeah.
And then he's dead.
And they replaced him with a taller, skinnier black guy. So that was kind of nice. But yeah, it's like T-Dog doesn't do shit. They finally find a good role for him, like the strong, silent type. You know, because everyone else, like Daryl's kind of, not quaint. God damn, what am I looking for? He's kind of like a sneaky, silent type. Like he's just kind of like the guy in the back of the corner you don't trust. But you had T-Dog, who was just right there, like just a big, intimidating dude. So you automatically assume he's just a badass. Where Daryl's just kind of like the sneaky badass kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
But all last season, like at the end of last season, when Rick says this isn't a democracy, and T-Dog's just looking at him like, this guy may be a little crazy. But then, you know, he's a badass. He's one of the muscle. And it's better than just walking around doing nothing. So what do they do? Bam! Gets bit in the shoulder, gets his fucking neck ripped open.
Yeah, and it was a big death week.
Yeah, Carol, supposedly, but yeah, Lori, and that was some gross shit.
Yes, it was. That was not completely necessary.
Yeah, just, well, yeah. And there have been the internet, like, just memes, or memes, whatever they're called. But the fact that Carl's first vagina is his mom's. Up close is his mom's. and then he has to shoot her in the head.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
I don't think he actually shot her. It still goes back to the whole, you die on screen. So I'm wondering if he just couldn't shoot her, left her down there, even though he's kind of become like a little bit of a badass. That's a pretty heavy weight to put on some kid that's probably what, 10 or whatever in the show.
Yeah, no, that kid's been in some shit already.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, maybe he did grow older, and maybe they figured, you know what, that was enough of a that was enough of a traumatic ending. Like, do you really need to see him shoot her? Because that was some vicious stuff.
Yeah, because I didn't need to see the whatchamahicket there. The C-section.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary.
Well, they made a big deal out of that, with Carol saying she needed to practice on the zombie and whatever else. So
it kind of
assume it would be if someone doesn't know what the hell they're doing. But, yeah, and that was one of the more well-acted shows they've ever had. When Rick sees that Lori's not there, and he just walks around and boom, just crumbles on the ground.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I want to watch the rest of this show. That's some harsh shit. That was like the most genuine reaction that was on that show.
Yeah, he just is just kind of flailing around on the ground after that.
Yeah. I mean, he goes up to Carl, he's like, no, and then boom, that was it. And he's just positioned. It was like, and they pan out, and that's the end of the show. It's like, I thought, like, also, I like watching TV that's kind of a little more fun, you know?
That was depressing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand this is about zombies and all that stuff, and that shit doesn't actually happen, unless you watch the horror story, but, you know, just weird. But speaking of American Horror Story, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's 10 o'clock. So,
the fuck?
Yeah, I'll probably, I may watch it when I'm editing the show later.
Season finale.
Yeah, already. That sure seems short. But then again, I haven't watched the last two.
Well, it's seven episodes and seven episodes. That's you get 14 in a year.
Damn. Oh,
14
you know
weeks of greatness.
We've actually got 5 minutes left, by the way. I was wrong on my time, so we're okay.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's better 5 minutes short than 5 minutes long.
Yes. Well, not when you're on...
We still have plugs and sign-off, so, I mean, there's another minute or two.
Let me find my cold water. I got two water bottles here. Aquafina bottle filled with tap water. That's a fluoride. Is it fluoride they put in tap water now to clean it?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I've got one of those filters on the tap. It's just I just never use it because it is old. It probably has shit growing in it.
No.
But
yeah, I just have a pitcher.
Yeah. I need to do that again. But then I'm like, ugh, I got to fill the pitcher up. Like, it's kind of takes out of you. And I know it's really lazy, but whatever. So, all right, so let's get out of here. Wow. It is a good thing we're getting out of here. All right, everyone, you can contact us. Obviously, stunkgranny@gmail.com. You can leave a comment in one of the on the posts for this show. Leave us your comments. We'll read them. May not get back to you if we don't. Don't take it personal. Just don't care.
Or just assault sometimes.
Let's see. You can also message us on Facebook, as some people do. I won't put your name out there, but thank you. I don't know if you read it or not.
Yeah.
There's a reason we left in the first place. wanted our audience to shrink to 1% of what it ever was. That's why we left. Why be on a popular site where he gets hits? Yeah, fuck that. We're going to go off on our own, and we didn't bring the audience with us. All right. But so anyways, yeah, hit us on Facebook. We update every once in a while with stuff. I guess that's what Facebook is for. I don't know anymore. You follow us on Twitter. We're at Stunk Granny. I'm at Granny Maze. Kevin's at DeFrango11. Eric uses a Stunk Granny account, and Dusty is Dusty Giebink. You can subscribe to this simple podcast on iTunes when we actually mark it correctly. It'll be up as soon as we post the show, so it's pretty sweet. If you don't know what iTunes is, then you don't have the internet, so I'm not too worried about you.
listening anyway.
Yeah, so I think that's all the plugs. Friday, actually, I didn't clear this with anybody else. I'm just going to make the decision. We have a very special audio that we've been sitting on, and I actually forgot about it until today. Dusty Giebink is a huge paranoid conspiracy theorist guy, and he's legit paranoid. Just he's a weirdo. I think it was Eric and Dusty did an entire show about the conspiracy theories.
Yes.
It's a fun listen. So give it a try. It's just something different. As you'll see, we're moving different directions here. So just a little fun thing to do. And Dusty's not that big of a conspiracy weirdo. He's just a weirdo. So, yeah. he'll tell you the same thing. And if not, then, well, I'll hear about it later. So check that out. I'm going to post it Friday. Later on, and then everyone can listen to it. And then you can yell at Dusty for being whatever. So I'm going to get out of here. You guys have a good night and a good week, and we'll get at you next week.
Okie doke. Well, my roommate was kind enough to try and attempt to give me some type of money despite the fact that he has now lived here for a mere 5 months. And he bought me some nice Sippy Time beers from the Great Lakes Brewing Company. So I'm going to go grab one of those. Have a good night, grandkids.